And now to the Vermont House, where lawmakers have approved legislation that gives law enforcement officials a new tool to detect impaired drivers. The bill allows officers to administer a saliva test that would indicate the presence of certain drugs, including marijuana. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Right now, when a police officer has reason to believe that a person is driving a car under the influence of alcohol, they can pull the driver over and ask the person to take a breathalyzer test to measure their blood alcohol level. But backers of this bill say there's no comparable roadside test to determine if a person is impaired because of the use of certain drugs, and they argue one is needed. Colchester Representative Pat Brennan is the chairman of the House Transportation Committee.
We have an opiate crisis. We have a drug crisis. We just legalized marijuana. We have no roadside test for drug impairment.
Under this bill, if a police officer has, quote, reasonable suspicion that a person is driving impaired, the driver would be given a series of roadside tests as an initial screen of sobriety. If they failed these tests but the officer did not think that alcohol was a contributing factor, they could ask the driver to take a saliva test. The test would not measure an impairment level, but would confirm only the presence of any of several drugs in the driver's system. Burlington Representative Barbara Rachelson opposed the bill, saying that merely detecting the presence of a drug like marijuana doesn't mean the driver was impaired, because pot stays in your system for a long time.
But one of the main catalysts for this is the marijuana bill, and that is the least reliable of what the saliva test for, because it will capture if the drug was used within possibly 7 to 30 days, depending on what you read and people's individual sciences.
But Clarendon Representative David Potter reminded Rachelson that the saliva test is only administered when a driver has not passed a roadside impairment test.
If the person gets out of the car and does sobriety tests and passes them all, there's no impairment. Who cares what drug they're taking or may have used 5 days ago or anything else? The key in this whole process is you have to have a series of observations of impairment.
The measure will come up for final approval in the House later today. The outlook for the legislation in the Senate is very uncertain because previously the Senate has not gone along with efforts by the House to use a roadside saliva test. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.